It's 8:41 on a Monday morning. We do have a couple of gentlemen joining us live in studio from Toastmasters. We have Rich Graves and Karsten Singh. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Happy to be here.
Thank you so much for coming in. And this will be Karsten's first time on radio, though he has worked here for about a week and a half, for going on a couple of weeks now.
Indeed.
All right. He is our new sales rep, so we're glad to have him on board. But you're wearing a different hat today. We're going to talk about the Toastmasters. And, Rich, I guess why don't we start off with you. Tell us a little bit about Toastmasters and how long have you been a part of it?
We're the best people for you to interview because we're relatively new, and we're talking about the open house to welcome new members. So Karsten, I think, joined a couple weeks before I did, maybe 9 months ago. Mm-hmm. Toastmasters is a public speaking club. Mm-hmm. So mentoring on both interpersonal and public speaking for sales or whatever you need to present.
All right. Karsten, let's get your view of Toastmasters. You've been there for not quite a year, but long enough to be experience a little bit. Has it been helpful for you?
Yeah, I'd say it's very helpful. I was very interested in public speaking, and it's given me a great opportunity to speak on a wide range of topics, some that were planned out beforehand and sometimes just kind of off the cuff. They give you a topic. And I've also been interested in sales for a while, and that was part of why I joined. And now I'm working here, so that worked great.
It's working out very well for both of us, actually. Let's talk about some of those things that you learn. You mentioned there's a variety of exercises and things that you do. Tell us a little more about those.
Okay. One of the main things we do is called table topics, which is where you get a random theme on the day, and you just talk for like 2 minutes about it. That's really exciting because you have no idea what it's going to be. You have to really speak off the cuff.
Now, what kind of topics do you get?
Well, I will actually be leading the table topics tomorrow.
Okay.
So I will break the rules and tell you what the rules are. So it's going to be a repeat of Chinese menu table topics. So imagine, picture, if you will, a grid. Column A, column B. A phrase in column A and column B, like firewall, Chinese menu. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, and you must, is pick one thing from column A, one thing from column B, and speak for 2 minutes. And you can't be directly across each other.
All right.
So you can't talk about a Chinese menu.
Interesting. That sounds like a good exercise. A difficult thing to do. Do you have any problem with that, or do people catch on to that pretty quick?
I'd say people catch on pretty quick. Usually they think about it for a couple seconds, and then they just make up something new. Or they make a reference to something they already did know.
All right. What other types of exercises do you do?
Another big exercise we do is we have different themes that we kind of study. And then we plan out maybe like a 7-minute speech, which we give to the Toastmasters.
All right.
Yeah.
And that either one of you had much in the way of public speaking before you joined Toastmasters?
I did in very technical contexts, but the things you learn in Toastmasters is expressing a different speaking style to different audiences, especially men in tech. I mean, not every man isn't the same, but there's this stereotype of the tech bro who just rants on and on and on. You can't do that if you want to communicate an idea.
Very good. All right.
And I've had some experience in college. I was involved in a lot of clubs and often got to speak as in leadership positions. And also in high school and middle school, I ran a show on the morning news.
All right. Now, having a little bit of experience now, do either one of you have your sights set on more public speaking engagements? Or does this just help you out in daily life?
I think I would like to do more public speaking engagements. I'm not sure where, but I'm looking.
I mean, Karsten could definitely go into sales now.
And he has. Once again, Rich Graves and Karsten Singh are with us. They are with Toastmasters. You have an event coming up tomorrow, an open house. Tell us a little about that.
Well, I guess we'll start with the main facts. 6:30 p.m. at the Library Bundy Room. It's handicaps accessible from Washington Street, 801 Washington Street. Open house. We will have tuxedo cake from Cakewalk. But it's, other than that, it's a fairly normal hour and a half Toastmasters meeting. So it's structured. There's a Toastmaster in front with a gavel, introduces people. I think we have two scheduled speeches, plus table topics. What else, Carson?
I believe those are the main things we're working on.
And the theme is building community.
All right.
Yes.
Well, and that's once again right across the street at the library. It's going on tomorrow night. What else do we need to know about Toastmasters? Is everybody? I'm sure everybody's welcome to come. And do you have a target? I guess audience? Is it just anyone that would like to speak publicly?
Yeah, I guess anyone who'd like to speak publicly, people who are in a professional environment, could really benefit from being able to express their ideas more clearly.
I would actually say the more different, the better. We've gotten to this, well, you have the Braver Angels flyer outside, you have the Outsiders flyer, I had noticed on them coming in. We've gotten to this weird place in society where, so, backing up, my water is shut off today, just coincidentally, by the city, because they need to work on it. You know, we've got into this weird situation in this country where the people who want clean water and the plumbers and the sewer people, the people who work on the sewers to give us clean water, think they're in different tribes. That's weird. So the more, and a great thing about Toastmasters is it brings people together to build a real community.
How often do you meet in Toastmasters? Is it a weekly event?
We meet every other week on Tuesdays.
Every other Tuesday. Is it always at the library?
It is actually at the local Chamber of Commerce.
Okay. All right.
Right down on Bridge Square.
Well, we wish you the best. Once again, that's coming up tomorrow at 7 o'clock, did you say?
6:30.
6:30, excuse me. And you'll be at the library.
Yep. And closing right when the library shuts its doors at 8.
Okay. Thank you very much for coming in. We certainly appreciate it. Great job. And tomorrow night, once again, 6:30.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Toastmasters. We've been talking with Rich Graves and Karsten Singh from Toastmasters. Their open house is tomorrow.